3 minutes.
Hey, 4, Shannon, how are you?
Doing pretty good. It looks a little dark over there, though, I know that.
Yeah, it's just going to be a question if we get started or not.
You got me, Steve.
10-4.
10-4, how about you, Shannon?
Oh, yeah, I got you loud and clear.
10-4.
Pay attention to your stuff, boys. It's going to rain. It doesn't matter if we're getting started or not here. Hey, Jeff, they're going to roll you off anyway. What I talked about there with the front end, we are not going to run long here. It's get green at all, so see if you can work it a little bit right here.
10-4, I'll let you know.
Okay, cost guard's getting ready to ease you off here 3 times.
Well, all right, man. You got the 31. Well, it's a 56-31 at us, 18 in front. Your camera's right there. Speed line's the yellow, so you can leave as hard as you want all day.
10-4.
Still got a good copy down there, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Okay, pit row C.
4,600.
Stand for 4,600 seconds.
How about me down there, Jeff? You got a copy of my big antenna?
Yeah, you sound good.
Stand for. Hey, do me a favor. You got a blue switch with an extension on it, and then a little switch with a blue dot on it. Both of those should be up in the on position.
Got it. What about the tires?
I'm going to leave those off for the first couple here. See what we got going on.
Okay, one to go.
All right, bud. Long day here. 500 miles. The short run, this first one's going to be a short run, I believe. Weather's going to catch us, but that should blow through, and then we'll finish it out.
Get some drops back here.
Stand for. Tell our official.
Big drops. Not too bad. Might be a get one in.
Yeah, be one to go when you get here. Not going.
That's trouble. I mean, it's just going to catch the corner of us, I think, but it's going to be hard when we come back around there.
Yeah, I think they're doing the right thing. They don't want to affect the race starting into the rain, you know? That's the problem with this place. Y'all could run down into the rain.
Yeah. We started driving away from it and then drive into it.
Yeah, y'all were driving to one with all kinds of confidence, but I bet you pedaling into three.
Hey, Dad, you might want to close your eyes. They got a big wind come through the infield. It's on a bunch of dirt out there. See it?
Yeah, 10-4, thank you. It's raining pretty good now. Yeah, I think if they're smart, they throw the green and just run us under caution.
Yeah, it's going to go wet before we get back around here.
Yeah, I mean, they might as well put the light back on. It's big drops back here.
Hey, I'll call it off again here.
Watch your equipment here, guys. When it comes down, it's going to come down quick. We need to make sure everything is... Yeah, there you go, Jeff. Get all that stuff covered up.
Yeah, it's pouring down over here in the parking lot up behind Turn 3 here. That far parking lot is pouring down good.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, Coach, whose camera is this?
Yeah, the drops that were going into 3 are now over in 1, just coming about the middle 1. Now it's raining all pretty hard all the way down this straightaway into the tunnel and pouring over there, I think, off the tunnel.
Oh, yeah, when you get there, you're going to get wet. Okay, they're going to bring you down pit road.
Okay, Coachella, that's good. I know it go under it.
They don't have the lights on the pace car.
Nah, they're going to bring you down pit road, though.
Well, they can turn them on because it is absolutely pouring on the front stretch.
Yeah, I got my raincoat on. It's pouring down. Just keep it double file down pit road. Double file.
10-4. Looks like the wind's picked up.
Oh, yeah. I'm gone right now, okay?
Yeah, we got a chance from here. Get off the roof. I hear him saying get off the roof. Just get your radios covered there, Jeff. Shut everything off. You can take your helmet off, man. It's going to be a while. It's going to pour here for 30, 45 minutes at least.
2 per car. 2.
Shut down.
10-4, Jeff. Just make sure you get your radios, too.
You can get out. Copy on you can get out of the car.
I'm going to go ahead and cut my radio off. You got a copy, Shannon?
Yeah, I got a copy.
We got a driver down there, Shannon? Here they need a little, do a little asphalt repair down there, Shannon. You see what I'm saying, Shannon? Down here, I don't know, like 2 grooves off the white line of the pit road.
Say again, you're a little scratchy right there.
I said it looks like they need to do a little asphalt repair. I don't know. It blew up a big chunk of asphalt or something.
Yeah, he just said a while ago it'd take 20 minutes to cure. That's when he called the drivers to the cars.
Hey, Steve, you got me?
10-4, I got you good.
10-4, how about you, Shannon?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Shannon, where's that repair at?
It's coming out of the pits. Hold on just a minute. Where the number 2 sign is on the wall, the breaking point, right straight across of it on the pit road. It's out of the track. It's just as you come off the track, come on the track off pit road.
Okay,
10-4. Hey, see. This thing must be pretty bad. They're getting a cameraman to go out there to look at it. I guess they got to feed up to the box.
Is it the pavement or the epoxy? Because somebody was saying it's epoxy, and now they're saying it's more than that, or what?
No, it's more than that. It's more than that. They blew up a chunk of the asphalt.
I'd like to know how long it's going to be. Getting a little warm sitting in here.
I haven't heard anything from the NASCAR. I don't think it's going to be very long.
Yeah, they just took some more stuff down there.
We just put the mud in it. We raced on Bondo at Daytona.
I mean, it's not even on the racetrack, is it?
No, but you would go over it leaving pit road.
You know, Stevie, that big truck there in front of you, they got an arrow that's there. You just park in the front of it and tell them to go that way.
Yeah, I'd say just throw 3 cones up around it. Let's roll. If you run into it, it's your own fault.
That's what I did all the way here from New York.
It appears they have put some sort of quick dry concrete in it. They're now smoothing it out with some cardboard strips.
10-4.
You probably saw some of that on your way from New York, too.
Didn't say I saw any cardboard strips.
Competition yellow lap 50. Catch all that, Shannon?
Yeah, he's going to have a competition yellow at 15, then they're going to move the cones after that.
That's right. So we were on the first 15 laps with 3 cones down there on the blend line. And then after the last 15, they'll take those away.
They were just doing what you asked them to do.
Great idea. I'm good with it. Hey, guys, we can just take that new pump sign down before it breaks off. You won't be able to see it standing up straight anyway.
What's that?
Nothing. We have that new pump sign hanging over the pit box, but it's blowing out 90 degrees. It's going to tear something loose here.
I think I'll show you 3 here. Hey, cost car gains and all.
Alright, just like before, down here pit 2. 5631 and us.
10-4.
Okay, you'll start seeing the cone there. It's right there to your left.
Yeah, 10-4.
Yeah, Stevie, no fuel in the 415.
10-4, I copy, thank you. Only thing I've noticed since the rain came through is you were going to have one heck of a headwind getting into 3. It's kind of running parallel from 2 to 3 down that straightaway.
And 10-4.
I haven't seen any yet there, Jeff, but with the wind this high, you know, you might start getting some debris from the grandstands. So I'll remind you as often as I can to look at the gauges if you get one flashing. I'll make sure you speak up.
10-4.
No fuel before 15, Caleb, before I'm pit road for some reason.
Okay, when you get back around here, they're going to show you one to go here. Make sure you got good everything tight in there.
10-4.
All right, bud. Short run here. We're going to run to 15. Remember, everything we talked about is 500 miles now. I don't believe there's any more rain in the site. I'll let you know if that changes, but I think for a nice long afternoon. See what you got here for the short run, and then we'll work on it. We didn't get to adjust air pressure after this red flag, so we got to be a little cautious if we're one way or the other here. We might just have to get some new tires on it and try it again after that competition yellow.
10-4.
Okay, coming to green this time. Okay, pace car is off. Ready. Ready. Green flag.
All right, buddy, when you get down here, we got a pretty big trash bag of groove down, so just keep it up where you are. Big white one, make sure it don't blow up here. Three complete. Turn the front tire fins on if you got any tightness.
Potter's 210 on, 245.
10-4. This is 8 right here, halfway to the caution.
10-4. Right now, I'm real tight in through 1.
10-4. Nice lap.
I'm not tight anywhere else, though, so that's it.
10-4, you're running really nice laps here, really nice. 6-4 to the yellow.
I'm getting looser in 3. I got through 1 pretty good that time.
10-4. This is the complete 14 right here. You run 1, maybe 1.5 more. Think you need any adjustments on it? Maybe a little tighter in the back?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit tight when I go to the throttle down here in 1. But I'm loosed off everywhere.
10-4. That was a 70. They're running high 80s and 90s all the way up to the leader. The leader's a little quicker than us, but other than that, that lap time's real good. They're 57 change behind us, so you're beating them quite a bit. You're looking pretty good here, man.
Caution's out.
That was a real nice run, man. Real nice run. You got us up to 5th. You were catching a couple of them. Seemed to be a little better. Catching at 9 and 11. But those two in front of you were catching pretty good.
Yeah, I'm a little bit tight when I get up to them, but when I'm by myself, I'm you know, free off.
And building free, right? Lap after lap just gets freer and freer off.
Down in 3, I'm kind of free all the way through there. Down here at 1, when that pace started to drop, I was starting to get it turned pretty good. When I go to the throttle, I got to be careful because if I go too early or too strong, I can get it tight. But then it's loose off, through the tunnel, I'm except for when I'm right up on the guy, I'm pretty much loose off.
10-4, I think it's just going to get looser as we run. That's only 15. Green flag here is 30. Let's jump that track bar one round. Let's just go run. It might hurt turn one a little bit. Let's see if we get turn three a little better. Then we'll sneak back up on turn one. Next up. 10-4. Yeah, we can fuel here, guys. Fuel here. Hey, Jeff, when you roll in, just give us a half a car or a car to the 18. Remember, we got to get our jackman through there.
Okay, 10-4.
Okay, pit road's open. 46.
All right, come all the way down here to pit two. All the way to pit two. No speed leaving. As hard as you want leaving.
Coming to you.
Now follow the 18. Give us some room for the jackman. You're 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Straight out. Hard. Right there. There you go. You're between the 33 and the 16 is what I got you.
What you calling out there?
Some guys take two. You think that's where they came from?
I believe so, yeah. I believe the 17 took right. I don't know about the 16, but I think the 17 took right for sure.
And the one thing I'm seeing that we need to be careful of, and that, you know, NASCAR needs to keep an eye on, is there's some big weepers coming off of pit road when you leave about 100 yards, 200 yards out there.
Fairful.
Okay, coming to green this time.
Fairful.
Okay, pace car's off. Get ready. Green flag.
Go ahead and get your tire fans on. If you don't, tire fans, looking good here, man.
Sure, I'm glad that you tightened it up because I'm still pretty loose.
10-4.
Real loose lead off of two and off of three, all the way through, actually, three.
10-4, have we hurt the tightness in one, or is it about the same?
I'm good down there. Getting really, really loose.
Yeah, 10-4. I'm with you. We have to just go more next stop. Keep doing the best you can on it. Really nice lap.
Yeah, that 55 in front of you is on a pit this time, okay?
Goodness.
All right, bud, about 10 more till we pit. Still just need rear grip, right? Mostly on exit?
Yeah, especially the tunnel turning in there and off there.
10-4. All right, man, probably like three more here. Three more, just look at that pin in just a couple times. Going to tighten up the back on you.
10-4.
That's new tires behind you.
This time.
10-4.
Inside. Clear behind you. Okay, 46 when you get down here.
All right, man, come all the way down here to pit stall 2, put it right on the sign and leave hard. Come on down here. Come on now, watch him leave. There you go. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Leave hard.
Clear all the way out.
Nice job, guys.
Nice job. This is more track bar and tighter air pressure all together for the green flag here. That was a really good lap right there, bud. That was a real good lap you just ran.
Still need more because not near tight enough.
10-4 on top of you. We'll go more next stop.
Tell me about this lap.
That's a good one. About the same as last lap. You're leaving the guys behind you 2.5, 3 tenths of laps, running about the same speed as the three in front of you. You're working real good.
Halfway on fuel. Halfway right here.
10-4, right here is where our rear grip just starts going away.
10-4. You haven't really seen any negative to what we've done, right? You're not pushing anywhere that's hurting us. We're still just low on rear grip.
Nope, negative.
10-4.
Really, it's an exit. Exit's terrible. Just really, really loose. The more throttle I give it, the more it just wants to come around.
10-4. 10-4, that's great info. Radar looks good. We got a little cloud overhead, though. We'll see if this cooler track gives us some rear grip. We're going to tighten it up, so next stop. I'm going to get the track bar down another round. I'm also going to put the bite in it. I'm going to do both this time, try to get ahead of it. Still looking real good here. Running fourth. 71 complete.
About five more here, bud. Five more.
Great lap, man. Real fast right there. All right, buddy, just a couple more. Two more here.
29, Dan.
Okay, 10-4. Come this time. You got a big gap behind you. You'll be able to hustle it real good. Just come this time.
10-4. Coming this time.
Hey, 46, when you get around here, 46 at the line.
All right, man, just come all the way down here. Come all the way down to pit two. Watch that 82 is leaving here. Come all the way down. You're 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Leave hard. Get all you can.
Get all you can. Clear on out.
Good job, buddy. 29 got us one lap. That's real good on and off there.
I don't know what's going on, but we're just getting looser, real fun.
10-4. We have to make bigger adjustments to build up staying the same thing.
Inside.
absolutely killed it through the tunnel. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to find out. Might have a flat. I don't know. I'm going to ride it out, Sam.
10-4, feel it out real good. Let us know what you got. That's more wedge, more track bar. It should be better, but you know better than anybody what it's doing. Let us know what it's doing.
I'm going wreck. It's just a matter of time. For some reason, you turned the tunnel into three.
I just cut off a bit early. Try to stay in front of the leader.
I don't know what the...
Well, I mean, if our balance is that far off, are we losing air out of a tire, or is it just... I mean, is it doing anything funny, or just loose?
Oh, no, it's wrecking. I mean, it's fine in one. In tunnel and three, it is wrecking. Something you've done, Steve, has made it turn much stronger getting into the corner.
10-4.
I can tell it's weird. It's tighter in some spots, but way looser in other spots.
10-4, like we've gained some front grip on entry for some reason, like with air pressure or something.
That wind is completely shifted as well. It's now coming from turn two across the front stretch. Totally different than it was earlier.
Just keep doing the best you can with it. We're going to have to make some adjustments here. The next position is the 43 car. He's 6 seconds back.
I guess that Funches has absolutely killed us, because it has taken all of our grip away.
10-4, we just say we're tighter in some spots. We're still not tight anywhere. We still need to secure the backup both in and off.
Outside, clear.
Like, I am not pushing at all in one. It just goes in there and cuts right through there. And I just can't turn the wheel or touch the gas anywhere else.
10-4.
I just think you got to get that. We fucking think it is.
10-4, we take that wedge back out the next stop. We'll take that back out. Lower the track bar some more.
Caution's out. Debris on the long line back there.
That's more sensitive than any and all. It's looser everywhere.
Safeguards there, feels better coming out. One.
All right, Jeff, we're going to put that rail back on the left rear, and we're going to just drop the track bar like 3/4 of an inch.
Can't be open this time.
Jeff, we're going to have to go around the 31, okay?
Yeah, good point.
Hey, open, 4600.
Come around the 31, but you should have an open and leave, and 18 should be done. All right, come down around the 31 here. Come on down. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Straight out. There you go.
Hey, watch your cones out there. Hey, get back around here. I think I'll show you one to go.
Oh, what position would you be in?
I have to see when you came back around. I'm not sure. We left it right there. Take one of your packets if you want. We're just halfway in the race.
Should be 8 here.
Yeah, 10-4-8 is correct. All right, buddy. We're just a halfway, man. Just a halfway. We put that round back to get our jack suits back to where we started. I fixed the air pressure. It was a half a pound, but I went ahead and just went back just to make sure we knew what we had there. And the track runs down 3 rounds, so this should be a whole lot tighter in the back.
Hey, comes a green this time. Hey, face cars off. Get ready. Ready. Green flag. Clear behind.
Was fucked up before.
Clear.
You got walks on. When you get to the back, talk to me again.
I just got to drive it. They just totally crap. I don't know. Something's happened.
Which way is our balance? Is it still loose or have we got it tight now?
It's all nicked up. I even go through the tunnel turn without spinning out. When I get in there and I touch the gas, it just really literally just wants to fucking turn. It's the same thing in turn three. I mean, I've been comfortable and great through there all day, and now I can't do anything with it.
10-4, I don't know, man. I don't know if the track changes or what it is. We put the adjustments back. That's just the lower track bar. We'll have to work a different direction. How are we through turn one? Is it okay down there still?
Yeah, okay. Hitting the track bar. I think it's going to break it hard. It's not bad down there. You know, I can tell that the front end is tighter, but the back end has lost all of its grip for some reason. I don't know why.
10-4, when you go through the tunnel this time, think of it like a flat side, or see if the right rear feels like it's traveling, like we got too much roll in the car with these adjustments, like we're rolling down on the bar.
Go outside, clear.
Well, that would make sense, because the harder I drive it, the looser I get, so it probably is just getting over there and leaning on it.
Yeah, maybe we got the track bar so low that we've now induced roll in the car. Let's get the track bar back up closer to flat. We got a ridiculous amount of reverse raking it. Nothing we would ever run, because we've had to drop it so far, put the wedge in it, put the left rear tire on the ground.
The car is fine in one. In three, it's probably the worst. And, you know, the tunnel is pretty bad.
Yeah, we just went too far in that track bar. We got to get something out. Just keep working it, keep working it.
Man, I'm just fucking...
10-4, 10-4, about 10 more, man, 10 more.
It literally feels like you pulled the right rear back 2 inches.
10-4, 10-4. We're going to try to get that track bar back up and then put the wedge in it. Somewhere between 5 and 7 more laps here. We're looking at our fuel. Great lap right there, man. That's a real good lap, man. That's faster than most of the leaders. Do we still need to get all the same problems, or have you figured something out line-wise?
Can that front end cut? I have no fucking idea what's going on.
Okay, because I'm thinking big adjustments. You know, way back up in the track bar, wedge in. If you think we can ride this out to the end of the way it is, we'll ride it out. We got 72 to go, though. We're trying to work our fuel window here to make it our one more stop after this.
I have no idea what's going on this day. I don't know if the wind changes or what is happening, but all of a sudden, it's, you know, now I'm tight.
10-4, yeah, the wind has changed. Now it's back to down the front stretch.
Hey, that 88 space is going on either.
For some reason, I'm still loose getting into the tunnel and into 3. I'm a little tied off right now at 3.
Just so I got to have you this time. I can't have you running extra, man. Got to have you.
10-4, I'm coming this time.
All right, we're going to try something big here. Big. Raise the track bar back up an inch where we were the best to put some wedge in it. Track bar will still be lower than how we started the race by a good 5/8 of an inch. So, not something we haven't run today. Let's come on in here with it.
Clear behind you. 46 when you get to the line. 46. All
right, guys. Everybody knows their assignments, right? Yes? Okay. Everybody knows their assignments. Let's get these adjustments in this thing. Come on down. You're going to come around the 20. He'll be stopped about 3 behind us. All right. Come on down. You see the 20. We're 3 ahead of him. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 4 tires. Hard, 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 hard. Get all you can, get all you can, get all you can, get all you can there.
Get all you can. You got the 90 on now. 98 on. Clear right there. Clear. Outside.
For position.
Yes, 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 yes. There you go, buddy. Fastest thing out there, man. Let me know if it holds on.
Still a little loose. If I lean on it, it's 3. And in the tunnel. Just a little bit. Much better.
10-4. Great laps, man. Great laps. Just keep hustling for all you're worth, man. There's 57 to go. Another good one, man. Is your loose still mostly off when you push it, mostly on throttle, or is it still in?
Oh, the X is not as bad as getting in through the middle. That's into 3. Into the tunnel, I'm better getting in. You know, I'm pretty free on throttle off there, I guess.
10-4. 10-4. That lap right there is pretty fast, man. That's a big pickup from the last one.
Cautious out. Cautious out.
All right, so that was a big improvement there, big improvement, and now we're loose in and off the tunnel, loose into 3.
That's true. Yeah, that's right. Still pretty free all the way through 3. Not on the exit. On the exit, I've gotten tighter. Just, you know, getting in. I can't lean on anything getting into the middle of 3. I got to be a little careful doing that in the tunnel, and I got to be careful on throttle off on the tunnel.
Go ahead, catch up, Jeff. The leader's just coming out of 3 here. Pace car is coming out of 1 over there right now.
You did really good describing it, man. I know it wasn't driving good, but we would have never gone that way if you wouldn't have worked your way through it now. That's backwards from anything we would have done, man. So we're still in this thing. Let's get a two-ducker.
Yeah, just
it's open this time.
All right, we're going to come around the 31. We'll have a straight hole lead. 4 tires here, boys. Nice to see.
Okay, 46 when you get to the line here.
All right, you're going to come on down. The 56 is 2 in front of us. You're going to come around him. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Straight out, straight out, straight out, straight out, straight out. What happened? What did I miss? Figure it out, boys. We're going to have one more here. At least one. We went more that same direction. So there's a double adjustment. I think I had to do the adjustment twice. I think Reggie came out and went the wrong way. I'm not sure, but we got it right now. We got it right before you left. Everybody's going to have to stop again there, Jeff. There's 44 to go right here. The best fuel mileage on pit road is only about 35 or 36, maybe 37, so it's well short of everybody here.
It's going to be one to go when you get here. I think he's 17th here.
Yeah, we are. All right. We know that we didn't help you out in here. We've got at least one more stop. Get all you can here. We're better than all them guys right there. Even when we were bad, we were better than them 5 or 6. So see if we can get them as quick as we can, man.
I think his hands off their buzz. They just make sure not tight, you know what I mean? If it's tight, you can turn them on.
Yeah, and all this traffic, I don't think it matters if it's on or not.
Okay, counter green this time. Face card off. Get ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag. Behind 47 there, yeah.
I said 124.47, right? In front of the 47 or behind?
I don't know.
I think I'll take you high down here and one. I got a bunch of dirt in the bottom.
Yeah, what happened there?
Beer's got turned into grass somehow. I'm not sure.
Hey, how much can you save? Is this a place you save quite a bit, you think?
Yeah, I haven't, but I can.
Stand for. I want you to pit. I want you to pit. Come on. Pit.
I want you inside there. 46.
Come on, pit. Gas only. Hit it, go. I want it full, though, guys. Full. Come on down here. Put it right in the box. It's not going to take long. Just leave on me. Come on down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's not going to take long here. Make sure it's full. I'll wait. Make sure it's full. Go. Easy right there. You beat the 14. Just roll up there next to him. You beat him in the line. Start saving right here. All you got right here, man. We're like four short. We're going to need him. Five short. We're going to need them all. You never know. Another quick yellow, we might be right in it. Have you heard one to go yet, Shannon?
No.
There you go. We only lost one spot.
They want you to go high above the truck at one.
How many short are we?
Say that again.
How many short are we?
We were five when you pulled off pit road. Five green. Every yellow we gained almost a one. We gained like 3/4 of a lap. I'm debating if we need to come back in and top off. We won't get to pull up the pit, but, you know, you've rode around one. Now you're going to get right around two. I think the guys behind you will pull up. You know, probably behind you would top off. There's only like 3 or 4 lap cars we'd be behind anyway. Still no one to go, right, Shannon?
No, nothing yet.
Not yet. Stay out. Even if they top off, stay out. We can't. We'll take all the laps we can get here.
Except for the one car.
Saving. Yeah, see, it's going to be a while here. They got the cleanup truck up there and jet blower, too.
I hear you, Darian. When are we coming to top off? My fear is the 14. It's about as far as they went to win the spring race last year. If we top off, we're going to have to start all them lap cars behind him. Even if he makes it, we won't catch him.
Okay.
Still no one to go, Shannon?
No. They're going to take his load down here in one of these trucks.
I wouldn't see him getting you much out here. The way the pace and the gear works, I don't really have the opportunity to cut it off. I'm just getting you a little bit more than what you're getting, you know, with just a caution.
Pit the sign. Hit it quick. Let the 14 and them try to risk it. Come on. We're going to... Don't worry about tires. These tires are good. We just got fuel only. Some guys are going to top off. Let's speed up to it. We can't. 4 cautions is 2 laps, Jeff. That's too much. If you're not rolling a whole lot around here, let's just come get fuel. Maybe we can just push the issue on the 14 and not let them go as slow as they think they can go. Pit. Caleb, hit it quick now. Hit it quick.
There's a bunch coming.
All right, come on. Listen, when you stop, it's going to be a real short one right here. We're going to try to gain some spots, too, so come on.
This is...
We're going to use a pit stall right here, guys. Come on down. As soon as you stop, we're going to roll real quick here. It's going to be a real quick one. Real quick. And get in gear as fast as you can. 3, 2, 1. Hold up. Go. You're the first off there. You beat the 39. Coasting around. You line up wherever you pull up. We don't get to pull up in front of the lap cars, so pick whichever the lane you damn want there, bud.
You have to tell me who I'm going to go behind.
Whoever's in front of you on the racetrack, you don't get to pass any of them unless they pull over.
One to go, right?
10-4. Down to the green this time.
You just run as hard as you can here from the start. I'll manage your fuel. I'll let you know we need to change that.
Hey, starts off. Get ready. Green flag. Keep it low.
Save gas. Save fuel here. Save fuel. Do not pit, no matter how many come in front of us. I'm hoping they all come. I know it's hard around here, man. I need 2 laps for sure. 2 laps will get us there for sure. So just save me all you can right here. Watch your electrical load as you save here, please.
Yeah, we're good.
All them leaders have a choice, buddy. They got to pit for their fuel, or they're going to pray we get a caution sometimes in the next 15 or 20. It'll be open this time. Save out and keep coasting, buddy. By the way, your little baby looked good at the restart, man. Those guys that did top off, hell, you caught them already. Looking good, man. Out. Stay out.
Get up front, honey.
Play the game, Chip. Make them work. Make us work. We need that fuel. All these guys are getting gas only. Oh, yeah, buddy. There we go. We finally got this thing called right. Yeah.
Got the 83 going to be coming to the outside. He's about four back. Okay, get back around here. They're going to show you one to go.
All right, buddy. You'll be the outside. You'll be the outside according to the lineup here, I think. Oh, no, you're right. Inside. I've got my hers wrong. All right, man, we got this baby right. You know what you need. We got better fuel than them two or three in front of you. They're going to have to try to pedal it. I want you to try to make it.
I'm fourth. I should be out here.
No, they're saying the 14's in front of us. You're fifth, according to the freeze somehow.
What?
I don't know. I think that's okay. I'm either here. It's going to be all right. Right here, but 31 to go. We got two laps better than the guys in front of you. If we get out cruising, then we'll worry about saving. Right here from 5 or 10, you just go. Bat out of hell. Hammer down. All you got, man. 18 in there. We're all the way back at 14. Everybody behind you, you've been better than all day. You've been better than three in front of you. Let's go get them.
Okay, Kevin Green this time.
We're not going. Wait at all. There you go. Keep saving.
Okay, Kevin Green this time. Okay, pace cars off. Get ready. Green flag. Clear. Caution's out. Save.
You tell that 17, you better run like freaking hell, because if I get to him, it's all over. Man, Steve, it's just Jones. Like we talked before, you get stalled out in one lane and you're done. And that's what happened to me there. I was making a move. A guy took me three wide, and it was over. My momentum was gone for a whole two laps.
Careful. There's nine to go here, so we're going to have another car. Position nine right here, 25 to go.
Yeah. How many laps to go?
25.
Every road will be open this time.
Careful. Stay out. Save gas. We only got four hard on these tires.
Now, you say the 11 of them only took gas?
Yeah, all those guys took gas. The first one that took tires might be, who took tires, guys? 48, maybe? He took gas only as well. They all took gas only. Even the 48 all the way back at 17 took gas only. No, we're all the same tires. We just, like, the 42, 14, or two or three laps worse than us on fuel. We're two or three better than those guys, and we're, like, two or three behind the guys that are behind you, like 18, and then they're about two or three better than us on fuel.
Yeah.
Okay, you got 12 car, about six back. He's going to come to the outside. Coming to the outside. One to go, we can get here. They're nine.
Dana, when we're racing, around a bunch of guys like that, and you're out, they're outside, just make sure you, double up on the clear when I am clear. We're jamming down in it because I can't keep track of there and not.
Okay, Kevin Green this time. Clean them up real good here. Hey, pace car's off. Get ready. Green flag. Caution's out. Turn three up here. He's on the very bottom coming out of three.
You need to save some gas just to make it around here to pit.
We're coming to pit road, right?
Yeah, not now, but when it's open we will. But you have to save gas just to make it.
You gonna free me up?
Yep, free up for the short run here. Start with the right strip. Just dump a few gallons.
Open this pit for.
Do just the right strip. Go get the other one. Pit, it's open. Pit.
Open. 4,600.
Come on down here. I'm going to put four tires on it. Come on down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hard. You got nobody coming. Those guys probably took rights. That ain't gonna work. It's way too big of a place. Four gonna kill them guys.
How many laps to go?
It's gonna be the first try at a green-white checker, but I bet we have more than one here. Even if we don't, rights wasn't gonna gain us four spots. You'll pass that and then by the tunnel.
Okay, if you want to go, when you get here?
A lot of those guys, like the 14 of them, are gonna be real close on fuel too, so keep your eyes open there, Shannon.
Yeah, four.
Alright, we're gonna line up inside outside.
I'll let you know when you get back over here. I don't know. Outside. The 88 and them stayed out. They're the flash guys out on old tires. You'll get to them, no problem. Make it happen, man. Green-white checker here. All right, buddy. Two laps is a long time. Get all you can get here.
Can you pull out the suspenders and stuff for me?
We got them off the tires. Yeah, they're not perfect, but they're not going to rub.
Okay, fast car's off. And ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag. Stand in front of you. Inside, inside, buddy, inside. Inside. Still.
I tell you what, it has not been our day. Jesus.
If you can drive it back, I don't know how much damage you got.